Hello, welcome to Wear the Dress or whatever alternative you like. It was formerly Tits Up to Breast Cancer. Hello, my name is Leah. I'm the host of this podcast. And today I'm just bringing an episode on my 50th birthday. And how I'm approaching wearing the dress or whatever I like. And intentional living. And you know, I'm really grateful to have reached 50. In 2019, I was diagnosed with, I was going to say multicentric breast cancer. And it's been a long day. I forget the word. Not multicentric, it was more than one tumor, multifocal breast cancer. And, you know, here I am. So I was 45 then. Here I am. I'm 50. I'm still alive. I'm living. I'm on tamoxifen as an adjuvant treatment, and I'm just happy to be here. When I was diagnosed, I didn't know if I'd reach 50. You know, when you're first diagnosed and you're waiting for results and prognosis, but I'm here, and I know there's always the chance of recurrence, or I had micrometastases, so spread, one of the micromets sort of seeds, but the tamoxifen's a fantastic little drug that sort of, I always say, pushes back the estrogen. I know that's not the exact scientific term, so it can't feed any cancer cells that may be remaining, and also helps stop recurrence. So, but here I am, 50 years old. 50. Heck, 50. How did that happen? It's not that old, though. They say 50 is a new 30, don't they? And I look at people like Julia Roberts in her 50s, and stunning and lively, and Helen Mirren in her 70s. I mean, and my Harriet asked me the other day, what do you think it is that keeps these actresses, as they're getting older, really young? And I said, it's because I think they're coming to an F-U-C-K it. if you read some of the quotes, Judi Dench, Helen Mirren, and so on, Meryl Streep, it's like, screw what society thinks. I'm going to just do me, you know? And I don't, as far as I know, I don't think any of them have had plastic surgery or anything, and I'm no judge whether people do or not, but I'm also not against aging. And with my background, some background with beauty contests and the ballet world and lots of sort of physical standards, and you know, I've really had to do a lot of work over my life around that, and I do a lot of work with people with body image, and you know, there's nothing wrong with enhancing. You know, I've got some good collagen cream, vegetarian collagen cream it is for me, but I've been studying, I've gone back to uni as one of the things I've wanted to do with my intentional living. So I've gone to do another degree, this time in STEM, been studying the skin, and learned that these creams, they don't penetrate deep enough to restore the collagen. So I'm like, oh my goodness. So taking some collagen pills. do you know what I mean? We all have our little hang-ups. There's nothing wrong with that. But personally, I don't believe in majorly changing ourselves with plastic surgery, and I love David Kibbe's work, and so my face and my Kibbe type fits who I am. You know, it fits my Kibbe type, the essence of me, my body type. I'm petite with some curve, and you know, I've got this sort of look to my face. And if I went and changed any of that, it'd be out of proportion to how things are meant to be. And you know, there's no such thing as ugly. There's no such thing. And I hate it when somebody's rating actresses. I saw this thing the other day. Actresses, you think, people say are beautiful, but you might think are ugly. And then someone said about the young actress, yeah, her face just seems off. And I thought, what the bloody hell does that mean? Her face looks off. Of course it doesn't look off. It looks right. It's her face. She's beautiful. So, you know, here I am, 50. And that's just on the sort of physical side. But on other sides, do you know what? I'm not going to give a flying font. what anyone else wants me to do. Unless it's my pet rats, they rule me, but it's... this is my life, I decide. Society can set its standards. People can live staring at the phones if they want. I'm going to choose not to. I'm going to set my own standards and make sure those standards are from my true heart, not from things I've swallowed whole or interjected, as we say in certain therapies. But, you know, this is going to be a good decade. However, I am aware of things like I might lose my dad during this decade. He's 80 now, 81 on Monday. And so in that way, it won't be the best decade. But in other terms, it is going to be. And yeah, I'm gathering in lots of things I've achieved and assessing that. And what do I want to do next? I don't want to just keep doing the same thing. Like I said, I have gone back to uni, doing STEM with some French. I've got doing 120 credits in French. I love French, so I'm doing French. Makes me happy. But I also, there's also things internally within me that I want to assess and reflect on. And I don't always like to do that, reflect internally. I mean, I do it. I can be quite reflective, but I don't always... You know, some things are sort of a bit hard to face, aren't they? And I'm going to do it. There's changes that need to be made there. Now 50, I'm coming into my own. I really am now. I've got a lot to offer the world. But you know what? I don't just have to offer the world something. I can live just for the sake of living. I think it was Goethe, the philosopher, that said the purpose of life is life. And that's what I'm going to do. Changing some things in my career a little bit, maybe a big bit. I want to focus on my pet rats, maybe do some rat rescue. So that'll mean working, that means home working more. So they will, well, I do work at home now anyway, but you know, keeping it that way doesn't mean I won't do any external work. University, the open university positions I'm looking at. Keep doing my ballet. Yeah, 50's not that big a number. But also in another way, it's huge. I've been here 50 years. And unfortunately, my aunt died 2 weeks ago. Today, age 60, malignant brain tumour. And that's what my mum died of at 53. And I'm studying genetics as one thing at university at the moment. And I'm very aware of that and my breast cancer. But I don't want to live in fear of that. But I want to live in awareness that perhaps there's some dodgy genetics in my family. Maybe not. I mean, maybe breast cancer was my cancer. So... But I'm very aware of two sisters with these brain tumours, and it's tragic, and I hate brain tumours, I tell you, I hate it. It's barbaric, it's... But I'm not going to go into that on this podcast, because I don't want to share too much personal of my process there. But instead of living in fear, I live with awareness of knowledge is power, so I'm, you know, studying these things too, but also living. Do you know what? I'm not afraid now to say I'm going to live for me. I want to leave a legacy, but I'm going to live for me. Probably means setting more boundaries. You know, but boundaries are a good thing. They keep yourself and others safe. And yeah, well, I'll probably live for my pet rats, back to that, because they they rule. And I know people on the rats Instagram or the rat parents, they know what I mean. Something I'm really interested in is pet bereavement. Doesn't get enough support, I think. And I know others have really had our hearts broken with pet bereavement. It's real. So do something with that. I just, my style stuff, moving more into that I do, Kibby, and I'm so grateful to David. Because, you know, my body image, I was quite, I had quite a secure body image, and I encountered David 3 weeks before the breast cancer diagnosis. And, you know, my body image wasn't perfect, because I think we all have a little hang up somewhere. But even with the whole breast cancer thing, knowing David just helped me navigate that and dress my best self and for my body. And yeah, I love it. And 50 doesn't mean you have to dress a certain way, you know, screw that. A friend once said to me years ago something about, she's just coming on to her 50th birthday, and she said, do I have to change the way I dress? I was only about maybe about 30 at the time, because I'm going to be 50. I was like, no, absolutely not. You're going to just do you and what lights you up. And 50 doesn't mean you have to start wearing twin sets and pearls, darling. Although nothing wrong with twin sets and pearls, and some people have really suits. Not so much me, it doesn't, but so no, I'm going to sort of rock the style. My outfit's better and better. So it's 50's not old. And I just want to say to everyone that, how are you? You don't have to be 50 to reflect on intentional living. Doesn't matter what age you are. How do you want to spend your life? What do you want to say yes to, and what do you need to start saying no to? What boundaries do you need to put in? What lights you up? You might need to sort of take some time to explore what actually lights you up. But, you know, I'm very goal-oriented. And I'd set this 50 before 50, 3 months before I was 50. Yeah, I know. I know. But I chucked to the paper in the bin. I do have 51 before 51, but it's not all unhealthy. Not, none of it's unhealthy, really, because it's about, there's a certain pair of pointe shoes I want. I'm going to get them. Certain kibby stuff, I want to see David. I'm going to do that. It's like, this is not unrealistic. And I'll keep reflecting on it. If anything's not coming from my true heart, then I will cross it off the list. And if I don't make the 51 by 51, that's okay too. You know, I tell myself that. I need to tell myself that ongoing. That, you know, one of my affirmations, I'm worthy even without my achievements. Another one, I'm valuable because I am and for who I am. And I'm already good enough, simply as me. And in my, I don't know if you know the Enneagram, but if you do, in my Enneagram type, those are really important to really lean into those. It's not just about saying affirmations, it's about really challenging limiting beliefs and, you know, learning to know our worth regardless of whatever defense we put in. And for me, I tend to achieve and achieve. So I'm much more intentional about my achievements these days. But yeah, 50. Thank you for people who are in my life. As I reach 50, however long I've got on this earth, and I'm not talking about cancer stuff now, none of us know how long we've got, I'm going to live to my best, truest self, for my best, truest self. I'm going to pay it forward. I hope my joy is infectious. I hope I'm also not afraid to cry and feel that I have to be joyful all the time. If I fail, I'm going to fail forward, whatever failure really is. And so my people in my life now, past and present, and just a shout out to my Auntie Linda, who died 2 weeks ago. She was one of the very, very first people in my life as a baby, and, you know, grateful for her. I am. And I need to pay attention to my own grieving process. More probably, and encourage others to not be afraid to pay attention to your grieving process. And just live one step at a time. So, 50. I'm in it now, aren't I? So I may as well make the most of it. And as David Kibbe's always said, he gave up focusing on the numbers of age a long time ago, he said, and he's right. You know, his wife, Susan Slavin, the actress, and I, and him are older than I, and like 60s also, and, you know, they're shining. They're shining. They know how to do style too, you know. So, yeah. So, bon anniversaire. Happy birthday to me and to anyone else out there celebrating today, whatever age you are. And, yeah, live your best life. Reflect on the direction you want. Say yes to what you want to say yes to. Say no to what you don't want to do or what's not for you. Make changes that you need to make. And I just send everyone lots of love. And I'm going to go now and do the rest of the day. So take care, and we'll speak to you soon with a guest next time. So bye for now.